some people call them a moldboard plow. Bottom plow, maybe they call it, I'm not sure. And there's something used to call it middle buster, but now I think that did had a particular function in farming. It put through the dirt both ways.
You ever heard of anything called a double shovel?
Double shovel? No. I've heard one called run a shovel down through the for cultivating as opposed to a sweep, but I never heard of a double shovel.
Is there anything that people would use around here after plowing to break the ground up finer?
A disc or a harrow? Some say disc harrow.
So have you ever heard of something called a spring tooth harrow?
Yeah.
Just a particular tine?
Yeah, it's got a curled, springy tine, where the regular harrows that I know of were just like a straight spike. I really don't know the purpose of the spring tooth harrow.
Meant to ask you about this when we were talking about wagon, but the thing that the wheels turn on, you just call that the
axle.
So yeah, this is a frame that carpenters use pretty frequently. Has a cross piece and the ends kind of shaped like so.
What would you call that? A horse, a sawhorse.
Is there another type of frame that might be shaped like this? You might place a piece of wood or log right in the middle of it?
Yeah, that's a. You use the word bucking horse or something with it. That you put a log in there while you cut it up for firewood. Is that the type of thing you're going to? I really don't know what to call that, except bucking is in there when you're cutting the log off that's already down, but it's sawed in section.
Have you ever heard of saw buck?
Yeah, probably, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Say that for me.
Saw buck.
Hey, this thing that you would use in the morning when you're getting ready to go to work to straighten your hair, you use either a comb or a...
Or a brush.
And you say you... Your hair.
Brushed your hair, combed your hair.
These things you used to see pretty frequently in barber shops when they use straight razors to sharpen the things on. You call that?
Call it a razor strop.
Ever heard of anything else? Or some other pronunciation?
Well, some say strap,
yeah.
Razor strap. But I'm not so sure, but what actually it's a strop. And really, not a strap. Is that right?
Since I've been doing this, I don't talk in terms of right or wrong anymore.
And they call it stropping a razor, I think.
So you're talking about things that you fire at a gun. If you had a shotgun, probably fire shells, shotgun shells. But what about a pistol or a rifle?
I frequently use the word bullets. To it as a connotation to anything that you're firing, but cartridges. A rifle cartridge as opposed to a shot shell. I've heard at my mother's old home that a lot of folks call them cartridges, but that appears to be not native to this area.
Things that you probably played on when you were a child, something, a board that...
Seesaw.
Right. What did you say you were doing?
Seesawing.
Did you have anything like that except anchored in the middle so that you could go around like so?
Yeah, I think they call them a spinning jenny or a jenny, something of that nature.
They were called flying jenny?
Flying jenny, maybe that was it.
Would you call something like that a merry-go-round?
Oh, no. Because it's not round.
What the merry-go-round is... What, a piece of playground equipment?